Last week's confirmation hearings for Attorney General nominee John Ashcroft often focused on his views about strict enforcement of the death penalty, but the new district attorney in Los Angeles has decided to waive the death penalty in certain cases. They involve suspects who have fled to countries that don't extradite them back to the United States if they face capital punishment, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Murder suspect Evelio Zacarias didn't have to go very far to find safe harbor from capital punishment. A year and a half ago, Zacarias stalked his ex-girlfriend to a Rosemead, California home where she went with her new boyfriend. Zacarias then allegedly killed the boyfriend and three of his family members, including a 14-year-old boy. Eddie Corletto, the boy's uncle, still has trouble recounting the story.
My sister apparently tried to catch his attention and shot my sister in the torso and then turned the gun to my nephew and shot him three more times in front of my sister.
Authorities believe Zacarias then fled to Mexico, less than a three-hour drive from Los Angeles. And Mexico, like numerous other countries, including Canada, will not extradite a murder suspect to the U.S. unless prosecutors declare the suspect will not face the death penalty. Eddie Corletto would like nothing better than to see Zacarias put to death, but he says as things stand now, with Zacarias a free man, the family is terrified that he might come back someday.
This guy is probably down there at a bar. By forcing death penalty, there's no justice there. All we want is this guy to be put away in jail.
Former Los Angeles DA Gil Garcetti, a Democrat, refused to say while a suspect was abroad whether or not his office would seek capital punishment. But Garcetti lost his re-election bid in November to a career deputy in his office, Republican Steve Cooley. And although Cooley hasn't announced anything specifically about the Zacarias case, in some cases he will say up front if he'll forego execution.
We're able to make the decision in appropriate cases to waive the death penalty and then go through the federal government to extradite individuals in other countries we know have murdered people in our county.
Given the popularity of the death penalty in this country, Cooley is often asked whether this is the syndrome known as only Nixon could go to China, only a Republican could risk waiving capital punishment. Cooley says no, he's only being a pragmatist.
When we can make the right decision at an earlier stage, why not? Why not bring some justice to the next of kin and the families of those who have been murdered? They're not getting it if someone's running free in some other country. That's what this is all about.
Cooley's office is still reviewing perhaps a dozen cases that might fall under his new policy. While the total number of such fugitives nationwide is uncertain, Cooley says it's clearly a national problem, and he intends to make the new Bush administration aware of it. But not everyone agrees with his approach. Chuck Rosenthal is Houston's district attorney. He says his office will not drop the death penalty to get suspects back from Mexico, but he says they have other ways.
I guess one of the most recent that you may have heard about was the Resendiz Ramirez case, a fellow who had followed the railroads all over the country and killed a number of folks. He fled to Mexico. We were able to get him back and try him here for the death penalty.
In that case, says Rosenthal, a Texas Ranger actually talked the suspect into surrendering himself. Rosenthal also feels the new Los Angeles policy could lead to an unequal application of the death penalty based on where a suspect happens to flee. But L.A.'s Steve Cooley says his new policy will mean more fairness than the current system.
Murderers who have killed our citizens are going to be brought to the bars of justice, and they're going to go to prison for life without the possibility of parole, as opposed to running around in some other country free. That's justice.
And Cooley's office says they've already received a lot of interest in their new policy from Mexican officials. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.